different segments. Not this particular one, but the whole Americana Cool thing. I just love doing. And other people are saying they love it too. Because, you know, it's fun. So, yeah. You'll dig it. Taking us there, some more White Buffalo. The Highwayman track that he did, nice cover. The great Jimmy Webb song. But first, a big, huge breakthrough hit. Come Join the Murder on Steel City Music.
There's a blackbird perched outside my window. I hear him calling. I hear him sing. He burns me with his eyes of gold to embers. He sees all my sins. He reads my soul. One day that bird, he spoke to me like Martin Luther, like Pericles.
that raven's fire. You made me hate, you made me burn. He laughed aloud as he flew from Eden. You always knew, you never learned. The crow no longer sings to me like Martin Luther. Bibles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I'm still alive. And I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. Hearts broke off, they said that I got killed, but I'm living still. And I was a dam builder, cross this river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. In a place called Boulder on the wild Colorado, well, I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around, and I'll always be around and around. I flew a starship across the universe divide. When I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
simply be a single drop of rain, and I will remain, and I'll come back again.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Americana Cool with Heather Valley on Steel City Music. And of course, you couldn't do the Heather Valley thing without Heather Valley. Heather Valley, are you there?
I am here, Gunnar. Hi, everybody.
Super stoked to do this show today because you picked a bunch of Canadian artists that we know and love here in Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah, I was thinking, looking back over the playlist that we've covered so far, we've covered territory across North America, but there have been a lot of artists that have been featured who have been from south of the border. So I wanted to balance that out a little bit and include a focus for this episode and the next couple of episodes on some really incredible Americana that's being created in Canada. So cool. I thought, let's start that today.
All right, who's up first?
Okay, up first we have Bryce Clifford. So I thought, let's start with someone who is originally from Hamilton. He now splits his time between Hamilton and Texas. And a couple of weeks ago, he reached out to me and told me that he has this new track that's coming out called Odd Man Out. That's what we're going to be featuring today. It was recorded the last time that he was in Hamilton with Elliot Brood at their studio. And then Kim Deschamps, who was in Blue Rodeo and Cowboy Junkies, contributed Steel to this track. So you've got some superstars of Canadian Americana and folk and roots on this track. This particular song goes really kind of into, I would say, like country influence compared to the most recent EP that Bryce put out that had a bit more of a indie 90s rock kind of feel. So this track is absolutely perfect for this playlist. I want our listeners to watch out for this absolutely great line that he features in this song. Why is it for love to start? It's gotta break someone else's heart. But now let's listen to what Bryce has to say about the track before we get into it.
Hey, this is Bryce Clifford. I'm representing Canada Day down here in Austin with a handful of other patriots. I'm stoked for my new track, Odd Man Out, to be getting a spin on Americana Cool today. Very cool. I had a lot of fun making this song. Made it in Hamilton with Steve and Casey of Elliot Brood. And there's a music video coming out today for it on the YouTubes. You can find that at Bryce Clifford and Brother Superior. Or if you like the Instagrams, that's Bryce Clifford _ Brother Superior. Thanks a lot, Heather Valley. Thanks to Gunner. And I'm wishing everyone a really good day. Cheers.
Odd man out. The odd man out. Why is it for love to start? It's always got to break somebody else's heart. Odd man out. He leans on a jukebox all day. Yeah, they've moved on. He scratched a skip in the same old song. Odd man out. Intro lick. Better grab a dance partner quick. got to break somebody else's heart. He's been hanging on so long.
It's good to hear Bryce's voice again on the airwaves on the show. I've always loved interviewing Bryce.
Isn't it? He has got such an interesting perspective, and being between the music scene in Texas and the music scene in Ontario, he's always got lots of interesting gems and insight to reveal about his own experience within the Americana genre.
I look forward to him coming back up to Hamilton and doing some shows. Actually, I look forward to everyone doing some shows in Hamilton. Hey, what's up next?
Okay, so up next, we have another Hamilton connection with this artist. So this is Aaron Goldstein, and I wanted to highlight a track from his most recent project, which is called Espanola. So let me tell you a little bit about Aaron if you don't know him. Aaron is another local guy. He was born in Toronto and he currently lives in Toronto, but he grew up in Hamilton. Many locals will know him from the many well-known bands that he's performed in, both as a guitarist and also as a pedal steel player. Those include Tom Wilson's project, Lee Harvey Osmond, his own project, Huron. He's also played with the Cowboy Junkies, Kathleen Edward, Daniel Romano, and City in Color. He's also a producer, so he produced this track that you're about to hear, and I've been lucky enough to work on my forthcoming studio album with him. He's absolutely wonderful, so any musicians out there listening, consider Aaron as a producer for your upcoming tracks. This track of his, from his project called Espanola, is called The Living Room Blues. It's my favorite from this album. It marries a bit of alt country influence with this really interesting, fresh sounding post-punk guitar. So wait for the incredible guitar solos that sound so fresh and unique in this mix, and listen for his great lyrics. This is Aaron Goldstein of Espanola with the track Living Room Blues. Badgering,
snail's pace. We hardly move as if we do. It'd be a damn disgrace.
Next, we have an artist who is currently based in Toronto, but who grew up in Alberta. This is Eamon McGrath. Eamon originally hailed from the DIY punk scene, but he has become this absolutely prolific musician in the last dozen or so years. He has experimented with his sound. He's gone into the experimental realm. He's gone into the Americana realm. And now with this upcoming album that he is going to be putting out, he is exploring some of the country roots that he was exposed to growing up in Alberta. So this album that's coming up is called Bells of Hope. He's released a couple of singles from it, but what we're going to be featuring right now is the third single, Cannonball. It's a bit of a preview of the sound that you're going to hear in this record. And on this track, he is joined by the Edmonton-based singer-songwriter Kaylee Thomas. So listen to her. She has an absolutely beautiful, incredible voice. This track is an ode to some of McGrath's most country-oriented influences, specifically the twangy psychedelia of Graham Parsons and Lee Hazelwood. So this is a track from Eamon McGrath. It's absolutely brand new, and it is called Cannonball.
Thank you.
dug that Cannonball track. It's like ear candy for me. Who do we have coming up next on Americana Cool?
All right. So I thought that it would make sense to carry on with this like absolutely rich sounding production that you just heard in Eamon McGrath's track Cannonball by moving on to a Daniel Romano tune. This is my favorite track of his of all time. That's why I've included it. It is called Time Forgot to Change My Heart, and it's from one of his country Americana records called Sleep Beneath the Willow. Let's talk a little bit about Daniel Romano for anyone who hasn't heard of him, which is hard for me to imagine because he's described by Exclaim as legendary and Canada's most prolific musical genius. In 2020, he released at least 9 studio length albums, and they just transcended so many different genres. He goes from mod pop into psychedelia at times, and he has this incredible hold over country music, Americana, and the storytelling is just out there, you know, it's just so good. So let's listen to this track, Time Forgot to Change My Heart. You will hear Daniel Romano's absolutely buttery country crooner voice come out and tell you this story that has a really great twist. So listen all the way through. This is from his album, Sleep Beneath the Willow.
I got trampled by my woman. I've been cheated and double. A cooing in the altar. I had a friend, but he got lost. And they say time can take the pain away, because time changes everything. But time forgot to change. To me. Time
Heather, who do we have coming up next?
Okay, so, you know, I didn't do this intentionally, but it really seems like most of the artists that I've been featuring so far on this playlist are in or have connections to Southern Ontario. You know, Daniel Romano, who we just featured, is based out of Welland, St. Catharines area. The next artist is the first woman that I'm featuring on today's playlist, and she is well known to the wonderful residents of Hamilton. This is Ginger St. James. This is her track Best of Me and You from her album One for the Money. She is a local Hamilton staple. She is an incredible country songstress with this just vibrant, brilliant, strong voice. So she had to have a spot on this list. It's an angry breakup song that we're going to feature, and it has some really great plays on words. I should have known before too long we would get the best of me and you. You might think of it on the one hand as a positive thing, but since this is a breakup song, it's about getting the best of somebody. So listen for all of the ways that she gets the best of her ex in this song, Best of Me and You, from her track or from her album, One for the Money. This is Ginger St. James on Americana Cool.
Been in my wheels, trying not to feel like I'm dying. Something that you said made me kick you out of my bed and leave me crying. Suffocate to death.
Before we get to the next artist, Heather, I got to say, you really don't want to be one of the exes of Ginger St. James because you're going to end up on an album somewhere.
You know, there's a joke out there that it's essentially like if you're going to date a novelist or a singer-songwriter, whatever happens in the relationship between you and them is going to make it into some kind of art that's going to get out for other people to hear. So be on your best behavior, guys.
And the current, whoever the current person is kind of like listening to this going, oh my God, they know.
It's funny because there's always this this disconnect, because there can be a fictionalized element of it, but we write what we know, you know?
Yeah, but you, but the listener, like us, like you and me, like we're just like, oh, I know this has got to be about so-and-so. Oh my God. You know, like, and then my anxiety goes through the roof and I'm just like, oh, that poor guy. But he deserves it.
Hey,
he deserves
that's
it.
That's it.
You know.
You know, if you want to be represented well in songs, you better behave yourself.
Toe the line. Hey, what's up next?
Okay, up next is one of my favorite songs from my favorite Canadian band. I was going to get to the Sadies eventually on Americana Cool, and I figured today would be a great time to do it. So this is the Sadies track, Tell Her What I Said, from their 2010 release, Darker Circles. It's my favorite album of theirs. It's their darkest alt-country sound. For anybody who is hearing about the Sadies for the first time, what we've done in this series of playlists and this radio show so far has been to highlight some of the backstories of the artists that we're focusing on and to tell you the interconnections between them. So the Sadies are a perfect opportunity to talk a little bit about how Canadian artists are connected to some of the best Americana artists operating in the States today. They are the sons. Well, I should say two of the members of the Sadies are the Sons of the Good Family, a Canadian country staple band. These two guys, Dallas and Travis, have been joined by Sean Dean on bass and Mike Belitsky on drums for years. They've been compared to the band, just like the band ended up being the backing band for Bob Dylan. The Sadies have been the backing band for incredible artists like Justin Townes Earle, who we featured on a previous episode. They've also been connected to Kurt Vile, who actually toured in support of them before he gained his fame. And they've been around for quite a while. They emerged in the alt-country scene in the 90s, but they always had a very unique sound that married country lick ripping with some alt-rock and really dark themes. This is their track, Tell Her What I Said. It's about facing your demons, and it's about love and loss. It's from their record, Darker Circles, here on Americana Cool.
I look so much older. Most times the pills take away all my dreams, and there's so much I never told her. Her eyes are so pretty, they can't even see that it's more than I'm used to. Sick and tired to put up a fight. I turn to oblivion night after night. I wait right here smoking and dropping.
Happy that you put the Sadies in there, Heather. Who's up next on Americana Cool?
Okay, up next is a country superstar who is a Canadian. So, I mean, how could we do this show without including a track by Orville Peck?
That dude is really good. I know he played here in Hamilton a couple of years back, maybe a little bit longer. I think it was at the Casbah.
All right, yeah. So he did play the Casbah in 2019 as a part of the Exclaim Class of 2019, where they highlight artists that they think are going to be breakthrough that year. And they were absolutely right. That year, he put out his debut, a record called Pony, that he played all of the instruments on and recorded himself, but then released in collaboration with Sub Pop. And he just absolutely exploded. He is known by his stage presence, which is very mysterious and which marries cowboy with glam. He always wears a fringed leather mask, and no one quite knows who he is. We know he's based in Canada. He's described himself as having been born somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere and having lived there most of his life. We believe that he was a child voice actor who did work for cartoons and other media, that he was a ballet dancer who did national tours and who studied in London at the Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts, later starring in plays. We don't know exactly how old he is. He says that he's somewhere over age 20 and somewhere under age 40. We also have some speculation out there that perhaps he is a persona of Daniel Pitou, who is a drummer of the Canadian punk band New Sensei, based on the similarity of Peck's tattoos with Daniel's tattoos, but we don't actually know for certain. And Orville Peck has said himself that it's the least important thing about him. What matters is for the music to stand on its own. So it does. He has been so successful in the last 2 years, and for very good reasons. What I wanted to do today would be to focus on a track that he released as part of the Spotify singles, which is actually a cover. This is a cover of the Bronski Beat song, Small Town Boy. And we've just finished Pride Month, and I think we could carry that a little bit forward because we should have Pride all year long. The song is about a boy who's had to leave because he doesn't fit into his own town. And I think that since Orville Peck is an out gay artist, there is a lot of implication that it's connected to his sexuality. So this is Small Town Boy, as interpreted by Orville Peck, originally done by the Bronski Beat.
Thank you. form the wind and the rain on a side. Lonely face. Your mama will never understand why you had to leave. But the answers you seek will never be found at home. The love that you need will never be found at home. Run away, turn away, run away, turn away, run away. Run away, turn away, run away, turn away, run away. Pushed around and kicked around, always a lonely boy. You were the one that they talk about around town as they put you down. As hard as they would try, they'd hurt to make you cry. You never cried to them, just to your soul. No, you never cried to them, just to your soul.
So we do a cover from Orville Peck, Bronski Beat, to this last artist. Who is the last of this great show?
Okay, so the last artist that I decided to feature on today's playlist brings us out of Ontario and into Saskatchewan. This is the angelic-voiced Belle Plaine. Belle Plaine is a singer, songwriter, and inventive musician who was raised on the Canadian prairies near the hamlet of Fauston, Saskatchewan, population 45. The ingenuity, lonesome yearning, and collaborative work ethic of country life have infiltrated her songwriting, her sound, and her methods. Bell's reverence for artists who defy categorization has led her to create a brand of roots music that combines vintage blues and swing tones of the 1940s with a classic country style that's been made popular in the heyday of the Grand Ole Opry. So this is a track of Bell's. Here we go. So this is a track of Bell's called For All Those Who I Love from her most recent record, which is called Malice, Mercy, Grief, and Wrath. And you'll be able to hear just how sweet, beautiful, and controlled her vocals are. I thought that I would end with this one. She received a nod in the 2020 Juno nominations for the production on this record, so you're going to hear how absolutely gorgeous it is. And I think that that might be a little bit of foreshadowing, because if she carries on making music this beautiful, she undoubtedly is going to receive more national attention at that level. So this is Bell Plain. We're going to finish this episode of Americana Cool with this track, and we'll be back next time with more featured Canadian artists.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
basketball.